This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Gagan Thapa elected Nepali Congress president by the second special convention held in Kathmandu. Seven people killed in two separate accidents in eastern Nepal. Maghe Sangranti festival today. And U.S. President Donald Trump says the killing in Iran has stopped but did not rule out military action against the country. Now the news in detail. Gagan Kumar Thapa has been elected unopposed as president of the Nepali Congress at the party's second special convention held in Kathmandu. Coordinator of the Central Election Committee, Sitaram Kesi, announced that Thapa was elected unopposed as he was the only candidate for the post. Addressing leaders and party workers after the announcement, Thapa said he would work to uphold the dignity of the Nepali Congress and make the party one its members can be proud of. He added that the party would stand with citizens, especially during difficult times. Seven people were killed and several others injured in two separate road accidents in eastern Nepal today morning. In Sunsari, five people died when a cargo truck overturned on the postal highway at Pokraha Narsingh Rural Municipality. The truck carrying marble from Biratnagar to Rajbiraj lost control and overturned on the road. According to the District Police Office Sunsari, all five victims were from the same locality in Barzu Ward No. 1 of the rural municipality. They have been identified as 32-year-old Birendra Gurung, 55-year-old Brahmadev Gurung, 50-year-old Tegh Bahadur Gurung and 28-year-old Nisu Gurung and 55-year-old Chandra Bahadur Gurung. There were nine people on the truck. Five passengers seated in the rear were crushed by the marble slabs and died on the spot. Three others who were in the front cabin sustained injuries and are undergoing treatment at nursing home in Biratnagar. The driver has fled the scene. In a separate accident in Chapa, two people, including a minor, were killed and 11 others injured after a container truck collided with a passenger bus at Naya Basti of Konkai Municipality Ward No. 3 along the East-West Highway. The deceased were identified as 40-year-old Susma Rajbangshi of Bhadrapur Municipality Ward No. 8 and her 18-month-old son, Arut Rajbangshi. Police said a container truck heading towards Maidar from Birthamore hit a bus coming from the opposite direction. Some of the injured are reported to be in a serious condition. The container driver has been taken into police custody for further investigation while police are searching for the bus driver. Maghe Sangranti, also known as Makar Sangranti, is being celebrated throughout the country today. It is celebrated by savoring delicacies like ghee, yam, sweets with chakku and sweets made of sesame and molasses. As per the astrological chart, the Makar Sangranti has special significance. From this day onwards, the sun starts its movement to enter the northern hemisphere. On this day, the sun rays move from the Tropic of Capricorn towards the Tropic of Cancer. It is believed that the days get longer and nights shorter from Makar Sangranti itself. The Newar community observes the festival by taking ghee and chakku and remembering the departed souls. The festival is called Kyo Chakku Salnu. The senior apply warm mustard oil to the hands of juniors on this day. The Tharu community and Magar community observe this festival as Maghi with much fanfare. Likewise, the people in Tharai districts mark this day as the festival of bath known as Nahan. The government has announced a public holiday today on the occasion of Maghe Sangranti. The U.S. Embassy Nepal has announced the launch of Creators Mela 2026 Vision to Venture, aiming to support Nepal's growing digital and creative economy by helping creators build sustainable businesses. The multi-city program will be held in Chitwan on the 17th of January, which is this Saturday, and Nepal Ganj on 24th of January, before concluding with a two-day event in Kathmandu on the 30th and the 31st of January. This year's theme, Visit to Venture, shifts the focus from content creation to entrepreneurship. The program will provide guidance on monetization, digital business development, and scaling creative work into long-term careers with support from U.S. experts and industry professionals. Public Affairs Chief at the U.S. Embassy Nepal, Mike Harker, said the initiative reflects the United States' commitment to strengthening Nepal's creative economy through skills development, entrepreneurship, and job creation, while also expanding connections with global markets. The Kathmandu event will also feature Pitch to Success, where selected creators will present business ideas to senior corporate leaders for feedback and mentorship. Now in its fourth edition, Creators Mela has been organized since 2023. Participation is free with prior registration. Registration details are available on the event's official website. More than 50 creators, performers, and industry experts will take part in the event this year. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has been told the killing in Iran has stopped, but the U.S. president has not ruled out military action against the country over its violent crackdown on anti-government protesters. According to human rights groups, more than 2,400 people have been killed in recent crackdown by the Iranian authorities in response to nationwide protest. Trump's comments on Wednesday came after the U.S. and U.K. both reduced the number of personnel at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Officials told CBS, the BBC's U.S. partner, that a partial American withdrawal was a precautionary measure. Iran's airspace was closed to nearly all flights for 5 hours overnight, with several airlines announcing that they will reroute flights around Iran. Denmark's foreign minister has said there is a fundamental disagreement with the U.S. over Greenland after the talks at the White House. Lars Løkke Rasmussen said the meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Wednesday had been frank but constructive. But he added that the U.S. President Donald Trump was insisting on conquering Greenland, which was totally unacceptable. Trump afterwards reiterated his interest in acquiring the resource-rich island, a position that has rattled allies across Europe and stoked tensions with NATO. The hour-long meeting between the U.S., Denmark and Greenland failed to bring a major breakthrough, although all sides agreed to set up a high-level working group to discuss the future of the autonomous Danish territory. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Cold wave with mist and fog formed at some places over the Tarai region of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province are likely to remain until afternoon. And the weather condition will be partly cloudy in the hilly and high hilly and the mountainous regions of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Sudhir Pashchim and Karnali province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Gagan Thapa elected Nepali Congress president by second special convention. Seven people killed in two separate accidents in eastern Nepal. Maghe Sankranti festival today. And U.S. President Donald Trump says the killing in Iran has stopped, but he did not rule out military action against the country over its violent crackdown on anti-government protesters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.